This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Good morning. Today, it's time to give. It's our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. The morning show did a great job for the first 4 hours here. Up near 100,000 meals donated, and that should be our immediate goal. Let's crack the 100 grand mark. This is something that we do every year across our five stations. 1 in 8 southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children, according to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And to get started here, you can text NEED to 50155. You can visit kdkradio.com, starpittsburgh.com, y108.com, whammo1073.com, or 937thefan.com. And you can call 412-663-5664. There's a whole bunch of ways to get involved here. We're going to have a bunch of guests coming on today. Michael McHenry is going to kick us off. Actually, the man who part of this show is named for is really going to kick us off today. Bob Pompeiani joins us by phone. Bob, how are you today?
Beautiful morning, Joe, and it's a great day to help people who really need the help. So I know it's a big day for the station. I'm happy that last week we got it kicked off over there at the baseball card castle, and Jeff Patton was so generous and got off to a good start that day with $9,000, and I don't know how many meals that is, but that's a lot of money.
Man, it really was a great start, and the general stepped up. And in the 10 a.m. hour here, this hour is brought to you by Rome Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet, Memorial Highway Chevy, Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers, Aetna, Isley's, and Beano's. And one time each hour, or one person, I should say, each hour, for $11 a month donation, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed somebody every day for a year. And our community champion will win the following prize pack from 93.7 The Fan, and that's two tickets to a Pirate game. So one person who makes that donation in the hour, among many, hopefully, will get that. Two tickets to a Pirates game. Bob, I know that you agree with me, and you do a lot of work around town. I know you MC events where the idea is to help other people. And we talk a lot in the sports world about the bad stuff because that generates headlines, whether it's TV, radio, newspapers. It's what people tend to talk about. But I've always maintained that the vast, and I mean vast majority of athletes that I run into in every single sport are good people who do a lot for the community. And I have to believe that's been your experience.
Oh, there's no question. And you're right. Unfortunately, those stories that people talk about are stories that become headline-driven topics of conversation at work. But, you know, we don't do enough talking about the good stuff that people do. And there are tremendous, you know, some of these athletes have big platforms, very big. We have whatever platform we have. The best thing you can do is utilize it to help other people. And especially if you get to see firsthand what some of the stuff does. If you go down to Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, you'll see how much work they do and where all this goes. It's true of any charity. If you get involved with it, you'll see where the work, and it touches you differently. It's one thing to say, oh, here's 10 bucks for this or 20 bucks for this. But if you see it firsthand, you will be inspired to do a little bit more. And I think you're right. The athletes generally that we deal with, and I say the vast majority of them, are all very civic-minded. They want to help. They want to do stuff. They all have foundations. And it's their platform that drives the interest and the money. So it's a great thing, and I'm glad today that we could do that as a station here.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of the guys that you've run into, whether it's, you know, Cam Hayward would be a great example, Vance McDonald, Sidney Crosby, Mario Lemieux. I mean, my God, my child was born over at McGee, where you have the center over there. So many guys, high profile, low profile, in between. Troy Polamalu, I remember, had his own parking spot. Nobody knew about it, but he had his own parking spot at Children's Hospital and would go in there sort of on the down low and just, you know, develop relationships with families whose children, you know, were suffering at the time. So I'm sure you've dealt with those guys and so many more people.
Yeah, and normally it's stuff that hits you. Like I said, if you personally know somebody who's going through something, whatever it may be, and in this case it's feeding mostly kids who need nutrition. And, you know, Mario was touched by Hodgkin's disease. Also, when Austin was born prematurely, they started Austin's Playroom. He has seen firsthand what these, you know, situations are like. And he puts himself in a position where he could help people generally by raising funds, you know, for awareness and hopefully advancements in those particular things. He's been great about it. A lot of people don't know about Mario. He used to do stuff at his house, just bring people over for nights out who have, you know, sometimes terminal illnesses. Does a lot of stuff just like Troy Polamalu without any fanfare. He didn't want that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we've been blessed not just to have great players in this town, but to have great people who've made a difference and have helped a lot of local charities involved.
Well, this is one that has a very specific need, and it's about as basic a need as a human being can have, and that's enough food. And last year, the food bank distributed enough food for nearly 48 million meals. And of all food distributed, about 16 million pounds, that's 36% of it, was fresh, healthy produce. And in the end, they distributed about nearly 32 million pounds of food through our partner network. So this is about as important as anything we do at the station. And again, it's across all five of our stations here. And one person who donates this hour will receive a 4-pack of tickets to Lee Terbosic's new show In Plain Sight at Liberty Magic. Must donate $50, which is the equivalent, by the way, of 150 meals.
And Lee does a great job, by the way. If you know, you'd get a nice night out with some magic that is top-notch. He's done some great stuff over the years in Pittsburgh, and you'd be amazed at his what he does, especially when he did a tribute to Houdini. I don't know how many years ago. And he was upside down in a straitjacket and got himself out of it right there by the, at the time, Kaufman's clock.
I've seen Ron do that to get out of paying a check, Bob. I should have known that you had known that you would know Lee. I don't have I met him? I don't think so. Have you, Limits? Where did Limits go?
No, I have not.
This is incredible. Bob knows everybody in the city. So you've seen these shows?
Oh yeah. We've been down to his shows. They're very, very entertaining, very, you know, leave you scratching your head, some of the stuff he does. And he also comes out to, and he's gotten involved with the Penguins in a lot of stuff because, you know, you can use him at your house for an entertainment if you have a big party going on or something. In our golf tournament that we do every year for Partners for Quality, he comes up and does sleight of hand, card tricks, all these different things to entertain the, you know, during the dinner hour. So it's pretty cool. And it's be well worth it. You'd be helping people who need the help. Feed the need, also help yourself to a nice night out if you do those donations.
Did I pronounce the last name correctly, Bob Terbosic?
Yes.
Well, that would be pretty awesome. And another thing that's happening here is you donate on your online at 937thefan.com through the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center. Or you can text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. Those gentlemen were just in here. We had a wiffle ball game out there last year with Bob Walk, by the way, threw me a couple of pitches, Bob, and I didn't do too badly. This Power Hour is brought to you by Perry and Calder Law. So, yeah, last year, the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, we did a show in their parking lot. Bob Walk lives, I think, within walking distance, or somebody in his family does, and his kid was working there. And Bob threw me a couple of pitches in wiffle ball, Bob, and I didn't do too badly. I don't know if he still has his stuff from way back when. I thought I played pretty well.
You're a master of all sports, from what I can understand. Basketball, no problem. Golf is now, you know, you've conquered that, and now you're moving to wiffle ball.
Yeah.
Who knows what's next for Joe Starkey?
Well, this guy over on the left here, City Limits, is a wiffle ball champion, Bob. He studies wiffle ball. He runs a league in Baldwin. This guy is absolutely incredible.
I'm a champion in one league. The funny thing is we joined another league that's called the South Hills Wiffle Ball League in Keystone Oaks. We joined it, formed a team of our Baldwin Wiffle Ball players, and won the championship, even though I've never won it in my own league, Bob, as some people accuse me of trying to fix it to win for my own league.
He's like the Buffalo Bills in that league, Bob. He gets to the finals and loses every time.
Yeah, seemingly hasn't happened yet.
Well, maybe he does that on purpose. He doesn't want to be guilty of, you know, like, I run the league, so therefore I'm going to win. He kind of recuses himself of it.
He's a very generous man, and hopefully we find a lot of generous people this morning. I'm sure we will, as we close in on 100,000 meals provided for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, and these meals provided for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank as they feed people in need. $1 provides enough food for up to 3 meals. Yes, $1 equals 3 meals. So anything that you can do to help would be most welcome. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We're going to have a lot of people on to talk today, including Michael McHenry up next. I know he has charity causes that are near and dear to his heart. Plus, we can ask him what he thinks. I'm particularly interested, given his line of work when he was a player, about the Pirates' catching situation as they move into the season. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Our friend and yours, Bob Pompiani, is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And Bob, our six-pack, as always, is brought to you by Bet365. NCAA women's tournament last night. West Virginia had a tough one. Man, it's tough to go on the road to a place like that, isn't it? I mean, that was just a tough game. And then there was an injury where I was watching the USC game and Juju suffered an injury. Juju Watkins, maybe the best player in all of college basketball. That's hard to watch. I mean, that was really, really hard to watch. Just a torn ACL. Hopefully she can come back like Paige Beckers did, but man, that was really hard to watch.
You knew as soon as you saw the injury, you knew kind of what it was, and the fact that, you know, carried off and just terrible, because she's one of the shining stars on women's college basketball, and USC has a lot riding on this, especially with her. Now without her, it's going to be tough, but These are some of the things you face as you go along through sports and life, and you got to just adjust to it. So I think that'll be the message their coach sends them for sure. But that's a big loss, not just for USC, but for women's college basketball in general.
Welcome aboard here. If you're joining us, Bob Pompiani on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. It's our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, and we need your help. You can text NEED to 50155. You can call 412-663-5664 to support the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon across all five of our stations this morning. And again, one person who donates this hour will receive a four-pack of tickets to Lee Terbosik's new show, In Plain Sight, at Liberty Magic. The donation is $50, which is the equivalent of 150 meals. And Bob knows Lee personally and has seen his magic act. Does he saw himself in half, Bob, or does he have someone else do that?
No, he doesn't do that. At least I'm not aware of it. But he does a lot of, you know, again, it's one of these things where it's you look at it and you try to explain how he does what he does. I can't explain it any further than that because you have to see it in person. So if you make a $50 donation, you'll get that opportunity. And believe me, it's well worth it. You'll have a fun time and you'll know that you'll be helping some kids and families who certainly have needs when it comes to food. So I think that's a win-win situation. I'll have to enjoy. He's also a golfer, Joe. So he likes to play golf. Now
can he magically turn me into a good putter, Bob?
He has powers. I don't know if that's possible, though.
Yeah, that would be his greatest trick yet, I think, is to get me to drive the ball again. Well, Bob, you're a wonderful man, and thank you for joining us at the top of the show. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see if there's any updates, and obviously if anything happens today with the Aaron Rodgers saga, we will update people on that, and the Russell Wilson saga, and the Jackson Dart saga, and everything else. Man, there's people left and right hopping on the dart bandwagon, Bob. This is incredible, and there's plenty of room for you.
So that he's taking himself out of play for the Steelers and your wishes, I think, unless they move way up, because apparently he's going to go in the top 10 now. So
I've got Jack Ham in a front row seat. I've got Pat Bostick sitting on the bandwagon, Dan Orlovsky, myself. I'm the driver of the thing. Would you like to come aboard, Bob?
Hey, I'll jump aboard, especially if you serve cocktails after 5. But the other thing is, again, I wish, if you know, who knows what he's going to be like, but if he were in position for the Steelers to take him, that would be a good pick, I guess. But who knows? The last couple of mock drafts I've seen have quarterbacks going 1, 2, and 3. So that means they're, you know, teams up at the top of the board really want quarterback play. And maybe they're reaching. I don't know. I don't know what kind of draft this will be. There have been some great quarterback years. There have been some bad ones. And you can make mistakes pretty easily.
Bob, if Ashton, if you don't want Dart, let's say he's gone or whatever, if Ashton Jeanty slipped to that 21st pick, would you jump on that?
No, I would go defensive tackle, defensive line, or even wide receiver. Those would be my first two choices. I'm not going to go running back. I could find somebody I believe. I still believe that. And he's a great running back. Don't get me wrong. It's just that, you know, you got to fortify the lines. Those are the most important things in this season, specifically if it's Aaron Rodgers. Offensive line's got to be great. The defensive line cannot be shredded like it was last year, deep in games where they're giving up 150 yards rushing. You can't do that. They need help there. So I'm going to prioritize defensive line first and then wide receiver.
Closing in on 100,000 meals donated. Limits, I trust you're going to keep me updated on that. And I want the old bell ringer when we get 100,000. Glad you could join us here on our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. All kinds of ways to donate. 1 in 8 Southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children, according to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Text NEED to 50155. By phone, 412-663-5664. Or by check at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And that's 1 North Linden Street, Duquesne, 15110. And on the note there, you put Feed the Need. We're going to have the general, Jeff Patton, on today. He helped kick things off last week. That was amazing, wasn't it, Bob? Did you leave with a present or no? I forgot my James Worthy poster.
No, I didn't. He had offered something, but I don't want it. That's his stash. He was nice enough to give us flowers for our wives, which was a nice touch.
And, that went really well that day when I came home. Actually, yeah. It went poorly at first because I had him in my back seat, and I met my wife at a place for dinner, and she looked in the back seat and said, why are there flowers in your back seat? So at first it went very poorly. I'm still not sure she fully believes it. I said, no, we did. We went out to Jeff Patton's today, the baseball card castle. I told you that, and he gave us flowers for our wives. So I think it worked out really well in the end. How about you?
Well, it was terrific, and I thanked him again. And after my wife saw them, I texted him again, so she's very impressed and very thankful. So, yeah, he's a class man. He's got a great place up there, and it was nice to kick off the Feed the Need telethon that week.
Man, was it ever. I think we, really, people out there, starting with the general, helped raise something like almost 30,000 meals. The Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank sponsored 23 after-school program sites that served more than 1,000 kids last year, which is pretty awesome. The kids part of this is what really gets to me, Bob, and the stuff that they're doing, you know, even beyond simply providing food, which is the big thing, is things like that, you know, after-school programs, places for kids to go, a backpack program, all that kind of thing. So it's wide ranging, the impact here that people can have by donating.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important, because there are a lot of people who don't. I always tell people, listen, if you have your health, if you have what you need, the basic fundamentals, you're a pretty rich person. You know, people get carried on with material stuff, but honestly, in the end, it doesn't matter. It's just it's having what you need and having the people around you have what they need. And if they don't, step up and help. And this is your way to do it today.
Bob, I appreciate you taking time at the top of the show. Enjoy the rest of the day. I know you probably have television work to do. You working on anything special for Pirate season?
Well, when they come home, you know, opening day is always a big day. So we have stuff going on for that. But they start on the road with Miami and Tampa. So by the time that happens, the season will be like well underway. And I just hope it's a good start for them. So other than just opening day with a lot of different features and things that we do normally, not, you know, just hopefully covering some winning baseball. It's time, Joe. It's time for this stuff.
Man, it would stink to be the Cubs and already be 0-2, wouldn't it, Bob? The season hasn't even started and they're 0-2.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those kind of situations where we're playing globally and you don't even know. Most people didn't even know the season started, but it did last week. So, but yeah, 0-2, Dodgers took care of them, so we'll see what happens here. I know one thing, the pitching matchup on Thursday is going to be a good one. And you have two really outstanding pitchers, one of whom with Miami is coming off a year missed because of, I think he had Tommy John,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. So Skeens and Alcantara, those are two big boys who both believe they're the best at what they do. So that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you, Bob. We'll be talking to you tomorrow,
right,
my friend.
Joe, I'll see you tomorrow. Austin, have a good day. And go, people, help us out here at Feed the Need.
What a nice man he is, huh, Limits?
Wonderful.
So nice that he's still saying goodbye to you.
He was, yes.
Bob is a man of long goodbyes. And you always know a person's nice when they do that, don't you?
1,000%. One of the best men alive.
Are you excited for the opener Thursday?
I'm very excited. I still got to acquire my home opener tickets that I've been slacking on with that, but really pumped to be able to see Skeens take the mound and throw and see how it all starts off, Joe. It's going to be really exciting.
Who starts game two? Keller is the obvious choice then?
Probably. They'll probably go Skeens, Keller, Heaney, or Falter.
Yeah.
And then
Majinski. Well, Majinski can skip his start because I want Skeens to get a start in each of the three series. I don't want him to miss the Yankee series.
He will. He's going to miss the Yankee series.
Why?
They're not going to want to. They're going to want to go in their order of 1-5, 1-5, 1-5.
Nah, they're not. They have a relief pitcher as their fifth starter. I know his arm stretched out. Anyway, it's a day of giving today, not a day of arguing, although City Limits and I always seem to find a way. Who do we argue like? Is it a father-son argument? A brother?
An old married couple? Maybe?
That was Ron and I. Ron and I were the old married couple. All right, it's time for you to step up to the plate, and you always do. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Text NEED to 50155. Call 412. 663-5664 or head over to 937thefan.com. So many ways to donate and to put a hand in the pile, as they say. You can listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Our thanks to Bob Pompiani for joining us. That was very nice of him. And the 10 o'clock hour is powered by Rome Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet, Memorial Highway, Chevy, Memorial Highway, Chevy, Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers, Aetna, Isley's, and Beano's. Michael McHenry joins us next, a man for whom charity is very close to his heart. And he can also talk a little Pirates. Man, I'm interested to hear. I'm sure he was at spring training, right, Limits?
I think he was, yeah, for a little bit.
I want to hear about Henry Davis, because like I was telling Bob yesterday, I think that's the story of spring training, is that he's back at AAA Indy. I wonder what Michael McHenry thinks of the Henry Davis situation.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon here on The Fan today. In fact, it's across all five of our stations here. We're approaching 100,000 meals donated. Last I checked, Brian Grealish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is going to be on with me in, what, about 10 minutes or so. So many ways that you can donate. You can text NEED to 50155. By phone, 412-663-5664, or online, 937thefan.com. So last year, the food bank distributed enough food for nearly 48 million meals. $1 provides enough food for up to three meals. Again, that's $1 equals three meals. So I know people will step up and step on board, because we always do. Here in Pittsburgh, that's just how it goes. One person who donates this hour will receive a 4-pack of tickets to Lee Terbosik's new show In Plain Sight at Liberty Magic. Donation is $50, and that's the equivalent, of course, of 150 meals. It turns out Bob knows Lee, which surprises nobody, because Bob knows everyone. Is that right, Limits? Of course he does.
He knows everybody, and it's maybe just because he's so well-connected, and the fact that he knows Lee, I think, is something else, because Bob has that connection with him. You can have your own connection with him.
Yes. Yes, you can. We're waiting on Michael McHenry. Is that right?
Yes, he's about to join us on the video feed. He just told me he's about to hop on.
Beautiful.
Wonderful, man. But I like the point that you made about how Pittsburgh always steps up, because, you know, Joe, like, it always feels like to me that, you know, everybody says small world, everything. But it really does feel that way here. You know, it seems like so many people know so many people, depending on, regardless of what region, North Hills, South Hills,
right.
You're in the West, you're in the East. It really doesn't matter.
And you could even be in West Virginia, by the way, especially with Crowley's connections, right? This signal goes all the way to Morgantown.
You could be in Youngstown.
You could be in Youngstown.
And still hear us there. And
you could be in Erie.
The sense of community
Erie is in Pennsylvania.
No, Erie is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
yes.
I interrupted you.
But whenever I travel and go somewhere, one of my favorite things is when you're in the airport and you're wearing like Pittsburgh sports gear or just a Pittsburgh shirt. And regardless, whenever, somebody always comes up to me when I do that. It happened when I was in Miami for Penn State. And people were saying, oh, what's your favorite part about Pittsburgh? Do you live there? Where are you from? When Pony and I went to the games in Cleveland, we met some people that live in Cleveland that formerly lived in Pleasant Hills. And it's just the kindness factor of people in this area. People do truly care and want to help each other and want to talk about the city because they love it here. And I think that's just what is so special about days like this.
And again, donate online at 937thefan.com through the Metropolitan Window Company, Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center. Text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. And this Power Hour is brought to you by Perry and Calder Law. All right, you let me know when we have Michael McHenry, my friend. And again, you know, one of the things I'm going to ask Michael is about Henry Davis, Andy Rodriguez. I wonder if Michael ever got forced to play first base or was asked to play first base, might be a better way to phrase that. Is Michael on the line here?
He's all ready to go.
This is incredulous.
Now you can see him.
Michael McHenry.
I have the light of... It looks like Jesus shining down upon me right now.
Unbelievable. You do. You have the light of the world on top of you there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good, man. And we're really glad you could join us here for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Michael, I know charity work is very close to your heart. And in this situation, there's a lot of people in need. A lot of people. 1 in 8 Southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. And that's according to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And as I said, Michael, I know from your history that helping people is just something that you do. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're called to do it. I think God gives us a platform. And the more he gives, the more he expects. I think that's something to live by. And I really believe that what you guys are doing is great. And I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, and it's more than just, food is the basic need here, but 23 after-school program sites served more than 1,000 kids last year through the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and it provided support to 161 partners that served more than 788,000 meals to children through their summer youth cafe. It's especially, kids that... I think a lot of, for me, that especially just grabs me when I hear things like 1 in 6 kids are, food insecure, Michael. It's sort of mind-blowing that can happen in the world.
Yeah, it's incredibly sad, to be honest. I mean, you really just want to give any kid that you see, an opportunity, especially a meal. I didn't know that, and I'm kind of put back by it, to be honest. But yeah, I think Pittsburgh's a special area. I think when it comes to loving their own and doing what they need to do to help others, it's a special place. It's one reason I fell in love with Pittsburgh. So once again, like, what you guys are doing is incredible. And one thing I'd love to talk about is the Future Bucks program that Johnny Leonard in youth baseball and softball with the Pirates is trying to start an initiative based around, trying to give the best opportunity for the least amount of money to kids, because baseball has become the new golf. Mm. It's so expensive and there's so many different things going on. And just to kind of give back to these kids, educate them in a different way. Pirates do a good job, but I think Johnny Leonard coming on board the last couple of years and then enhancing him has taken it to a whole nother level. I've been really involved with him this offseason. And I'm really excited where that's going. But, maybe we can add a meal or two in there because it is crazy to think kids don't have a meal. And my wife's dad, I'll never forget, told me, he said, never take any opportunity away from sitting down with someone and having a meal or buying someone that's in need a meal. Mm. And I've taken pride in that my entire life. I mean, some people, pretend like they need something. They don't, so the sitting down part made more sense when I was in San Francisco and a homeless man asked for money. And I said, hey, I'll take you going up here, get a bagel. You want one? He's like, no, I want a burger and fries down the road. Can I just get 20? Mm. And I was like, bro, I'm sorry. Like, I got to go right here. And ended up that $20 bill I had in my pocket, ended up giving to somebody else, with a meal. So I think it's really cool when you have a standard and you stick by it. And, you know, that was put on me when I was 18 years old, and I stick to it.
Well, people have the opportunity right now to do just that, provide somebody a meal. $1 equals three meals. And again, you can text NEED to 50155. Visit our website at 937thefan.com. Or you can call 412-663-5664 as we head in on 100,000 meals provided. All right, Michael, a little pirate talk here. One guy I'm concerned about, honestly, is Henry Davis. He tears up AAA. I know when he goes back there, he's probably going to hit. I thought there was a decent chance he'd make the team. Where is he? Did you get to observe him, talk to him at spring training? What is the trajectory of his career right now?
If you think about Jekyll and Hyde, that's the difference between last year to this year of, I would say, his personality, his belief in himself, you know, who he wants to be. I think he was really searching the last couple of years. I mean, you're 1-1, and you kind of put all that pressure on you. You do everything right to a certain extent in the minor leagues, and then you end up in right field as a catcher 1-1. I don't know many people on the planet other than Bryce Harper that personally and mentally can take that. And I think that was really hard on him. And I think he wanted to be great at it. He'd always been great, never failed really in his entire life. So he fails, he figures it out. And I think he's going to continue to do that. I think the one thing nobody talks about is he's had success when he plays every day. And last year when he first got to the big leagues, you can't find anybody that did what he did. You know, he was a right fielder the year prior to, and then was in the big leagues as a catcher for the first time to catch every day. He caught every day almost in spring training last year, and the dude had to be exhausted, you know, because, I mean, your legs are, you know, trying to get up underneath you. He's never hit like that in the big leagues. So it was just a completely different animal. So when they sent him down and he had success as a catcher, I think that proved the fact that, like, he can hit as a catcher. He got better as a catcher. I thought he did incredibly well when it comes to receiving. It got better each and every month in the minor leagues. He obviously has a really, really good arm. And what impressed me the most is his ability to adapt within the game. He understands the game well, and I think he's going to be a leader. So I don't know their plans for him. I do love the fact that they're going to play Indy at first. I wish they would do the same thing with Bart. All these guys can hit, get them as many at bats as possible, because bats are thin right now in that roster, in that lineup. And with Henry Davis, he's in AAA to get at bats, play every day, and if anything happens, to be ready. I mean, that's his job, and I think they've really proven that, saying Indy's going to play some first base, because you got to get these guys at bats.
I'll leave you with this, Michael. Paul Skeens makes the start on Thursday in the opener, and apparently has added two pitchers. What? Like, what's happening here? A cutter and a sinker ball. Are you expecting? Yeah, so, are you expecting he could be? Is it a ridiculous question to say, is he going to be better this season?
Yeah. Yep. He's going to be better, and it's going to be scary. Yeah. I mean, he's playing Connect Four right now in the zone. So he has an elevated fastball that goes up and comes back this way with his natural run on his fastball. Now his splinker and sinker have kind of blended together towards the end of last year. So one sinks going in and down, and one goes below it. It's a little bit slower. And then obviously he has that changeup. But then you think about the cutter that he has that goes off the fastball. So it's going this way. Then you have the slider. Yeah. Then you have the sweeper. It's a joke. I mean, it really is. This guy is next level good. And I don't say this lightly, and I've said some like crazy things about this guy, probably even on here, is, I mean, this guy's like one of one. There's nobody that's come to the league like him with his pedigree, with his understanding, with his adaptability and his character and makeup. I will not put a limit on him. You know, people say, oh, everybody gets hurt. I will not say he's one of those guys. Everything's different about him, because you can just sit down and talk to him for 3 seconds and be like, there's no way this guy's 22. There's no way he has just 1 year in the big leagues. And then you look back and what he did just 2 years ago, he's in the national championship dominating. And then the next year, he's pretty much looks like a Cy Young candidate within a week of being in the minor leagues. And then almost is a Cy Young candidate after winning the rookie year. It's crazy how good this guy is.
Man, I can't wait to watch it. Michael.
Oh, me either.
thank you for taking time out of your day here, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you, guys. And hey, once again, really appreciate what you guys are doing. Anytime I can get involved with stuff like this, I'm happy to, because the kids are what it's all about, and it's near and dear to my heart. So thank you so much.
Thank you, man. We'll talk soon. Michael McHenry, former Pirate catcher. That was great stuff. One person who donates this hour will receive a 4-pack of tickets to Lee Terbosic's new show, In Plain Sight, at Liberty Magic. The donation there is $50, which is the equivalent of 150 meals. And here, from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and he'll be joining us every hour, as he does every year, with a tote board update, is Brian Grealish. Hello, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great right now. How are you doing? How are we doing here?
We are rolling right along. We've got that, and I'm still on a heater from Robert Morris's little run that they made recently.
Me too. But
tremendous story there, and we're on a run of our own right now here this morning with Feed the Need. We are at now 134,694 meals.
Beautiful. So the next goal is 150.
Let's get there.
We're going to take it in increments of 50,000. Are you a Robert Morris guy?
In January, quick story, I reached out to their AD, Chris King, and I've known him for a while, as well as Coach Toole. And I said, Chris, I said, I want to take my son to a game. So he got me some courtside seats, and my six-year-old son was hooked.
Yeah?
And we went to another three or four games during the season. We went to the Horizon quarterfinal game, and I said to my son, I said, if they win and they play in Cleveland, we're going. Sure enough, they win, get the 15 seed, go to Cleveland, and we were up there on Friday. It was
nice,
a tremendous, tremendous experience.
Wow. We, myself and Austin Bechtold here, the man known as City Limits, we went to the game at Robert Morris, the Horizon League playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great atmosphere that night.
4,300 fans or however many, and it was loud.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It's just, I really hope that team can stick together.
Yeah, man. These days it's tough. Kevin Colbert in the front row of that game. Did you see him there?
I believe I did.
Yeah.
I believe I did.
He's a very passionate
observer. A lot of familiar
observer.
Faces that were in that front row.
Yeah, man. A lot of people. Well, Brian, all right. 134,694 meals. 150 is in our sights. Who knows where we can get by 2 o'clock? Do you have a number in mind, or are we just playing it one game at a time here?
Let's shoot for 250 by 2 o'clock.
Limits? This is partially up to you.
Let's make it happen.
250. Brian, thank you. We'll talk in about an hour.
See you
Sounds
then.
Great to me. That's Brian Grealish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Ghoulish. Why am I calling you Grealish? Hold on. Come back here, Brian. I'm going to blame Limits for that, if you don't mind.
That's completely okay. You can.
No.
I'll take responsibility.
I'm not gonna blame him.
Were you thinking of Tom Grealish?
Who is Tom Grealish? I don't know. Who's Tom Grealish? Is he an actor or local guy? Who is
He's
that?
He's local. I believe he used to be associated with the Penguins. I could be wrong.
Ah, I do remember him from when I covered the Penguins. Well, my apologies, Brian.
Hey, if I'm in his company, no apologies needed.
I'll get it right the next hour. I also want to partially blame that on Ron Cook, even though he left a year ago, if that's possible. Do you remember Ron?
I do remember Ron.
Very fondly, I would imagine. We all do. I may see him this weekend.
I've seen the posts on social of him enjoying his time after work down in Florida now, so.
Is he ever? I've never seen a man whose, what's the word, countenance change more in less amount of time. He went from a highly depressed and angry man to a happy, constantly happy, smiling man. It's unbelievable. I think all he does is walk, read, and drink beer in Florida.
Are you in the wrestling?
No, but we talked to a wrestling guy yesterday. Why?
Well, I'm just saying what you described as Ron, the reverse for your listeners who are WWE fans, John Cena just went from the smiling, happy person to the miserable, nasty heel himself. So he and Ron just switched places. But I will let you know that I heard you may have Coach Bird on here shortly.
Yes, sir.
And I've known Coach for a while, and he too is a wrestling fan. So you can ask him who his favorite wrestler is.
All right. Limits, are you into wrestling?
Not entirely, no.
We might have to bring Donnie Football down here for the lingo. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
And my apologies there. Okay, Limits. Our next goal is 150. Then we go to 250 by the end of the show before Malzi walks in here. Is that possible?
I think it is 100% possible, knowing the community that we have out there is very, very doable.
Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up next, Bill Hillgrove. How about that? We'll talk a little pit with Bill. And also, as with all our guests today, we know that helping others near and dear to Bill's heart. Bill Hillgrove next on Pomp and Joe. And in the meantime, ways to donate as we head toward 150,000 meals donated for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. And again, $1 equals three meals. You can text NEED to 50155, visit 937thefan.com, or call 412-663-5664.